This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, CMB, before we dive into OTB, that's Outside the Box, we got to play a theme song. We lost another celebrity, but this one was quite a nice lady, very funny lady. Anybody in the 20th century, you'd know who this was. Mary Tyler Moore, remember her from Dick Van Dyke show and everything?
Oh yeah.
80 years old, passed away today. Apparently diabetes or complications associated with diabetes at 80.
Wow, 80 years old. Yeah, you know, I remember her the show, Robert. It aired in like the mid to early 70s, and I used to watch it. Yeah, that was a good show. And you know, that's back when you could actually watch TV with the kids, and it was kind of wholesome. Now you look out there on what's on TV, and some of the stuff is just, are you serious? They're showing that on TV?
I have to hide my eyes today. I mean, that's where it's going. It's like, don't look. It's like, not a kid, me. So, yeah, Mary Tyler Moore show, Dick Van Dyke show was classic. I mean, some of the funniest TV in all of the 20th century came out of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny,
and
of course.
Dick Van Dyke was—he was one of my favorites too. Remember, he was the father in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yep. And he's still going at it. Remember, I was it a few months ago or longer, Super Don? We played like an acapella thing. He did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in a Denny's with some acapella guys.
Yeah, he still performs.
Is he really? Okay.
Yeah, he's got a group of guys, and they go around singing acapella stuff and doing. In fact, the what happened was there was a. A couple with their kids went out to eat at a Denny's, and Dick Van Dyke was there with his group, and they did an impromptu a cappella version of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang right there at the Denny's for everybody that was eating.
That's so cool, man. I love that. I love that story.
Dude, I mean, that was like a different level of entertainment. And you know, if you think about someone at 80 dying of diabetes, I mean, that's pretty good considering if they're traditional medical that – they made it that long. But I was just thinking, you know, we talked with Chris Barr yesterday about the GTF chromium we all take for, you know, the chromium is the key as far as blood sugar regulation, delivery into and out of the cell safely. If someone like that had been on that, maybe she lived to 90 or 100. I don't know. But I just throw that out as a teachable moment that diabetes is something you don't necessarily have to live with. You can live beyond. You can reverse it. Now, type 1, a whole different scenario, usually induced by vaccine-induced autoimmunity attacking the pancreatic cells. So I do make the distinction between 1 and 2, type 1 and type 2.
Yeah, you know, you said you had Chris. Would you have Chris Barr on?
He came through town. He's going to visit our buddy Paul Baratero and his wife Angie. She had massive fibromyalgia, and she was able to reverse it because of the molecular hydrogen coming in through Echo Water. I was like blown away with her story.
Wow, you mean Chris's wife?
Yeah, before they met.
Not a doctor, not a nurse. I love them.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Totally cool. So I love that, you know, they're so dedicated to bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And, you know, I love that we have all of these great people we can reach out to that are doing great work.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, who else is doing great work on the presidential side of things? Trump. Of course, he's upsetting the leftists. We'll hold that off for a second. I was so upset last hour talking about Menendez, Democrat senator from Jersey, questioning Tom Price, going up for HHS over things. And he was like, yeah. Looked like he was reading Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, about, does HIV cause AIDS? I mean, he was just trying to, all the official stories, all the conspiracies, trying to nail him on. And Tom Price was cool as a cucumber. But on this, this is a real, really amazing. Trump preparing orders, executive orders, aiming to reduce funding for the United Nations and reversing treaties that are not good for the United States, multilateral treaties. Dude, this guy's for real. Not that we didn't think so, but still, it's happening.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm just now clicking that New York Times link that you sent me about the orders aimed at global funding and treaties. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, no, he's reducing the role in the United Nations. Of course, you know, Ron Paul has been saying this for years, and people well before that, Larry McDonald, others have said, you know what, the United Nations is technically a communist sympathizing organization under the guise of do-gooding on an international or global scale, but it's a globalist organization, usually siding against the United States in so many things and our allies. And finally, you know, we got this guy in there, Trump, going, you know what, I'm serious about not being a globalist.
Yeah. You know what's so cool to me, and hopefully, you know, people that are listening, even if you're not a Trump supporter, at least if you're open-minded enough to listen to this concept, it's refreshing to me to have somebody be elected to president, come into office, and actually do the stuff he said he was going to do. Regardless of where you stand on it, it's nice to have somebody that actually is honest on their positions. I mean, you know, how many times over the last few decades have we seen a president come into office and this platform was built on all of these empty promises that nothing ever got accomplished? I mean, Trump's literally done more in the last 4 days than some presidents do in their first year.
Yeah, no, I got to give him props. Like, even on the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which is yet to officially happen because that's got to go through Congress, the reality is if a Republican establishment candidate got in on the promise of it, right, he wouldn't be an outsider, he would let the Republican establishment slide and backslide on this and go, well, we're not exactly good. We'll pull this part out. We'll remove, and, you know, they'll nitpick at it rather than go, no, the whole thing's got to go. It's got to go. It's wrong. So, you know, this is the kind of thing when you get an outsider, a genuine outsider, not a phony one, a real one that you see.
Yeah.
And I'm watching my eyes. I'm shocked every day because we're so used to being, well, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but realizing that, oh, yes, it's just a politician saying that. That's not really going to happen.
Right, right. And, you know, what you got to remember is Trump's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's kind of like a bull in a china closet right now. And, you know, when the bull gets in that china closet, he might break a few of the little porcelain dollies, but he's going to get some stuff done, too. And I think that's what we got to remember, regardless of which side of the aisle you sit on. If people will give him a chance, he's going to actually really rescue the country from a lot of bad situations that we're in.
Yeah. There's it's just stunning to me, Ty. I'm just watching this. I'm going, dude, he's really going to defund or reduce funding to the United Nations? I mean, this is something we've been talking about for years, but I thought, well, that's never going to happen. You know, the idea of it, and there's a difference between the idea of something and the thing itself. And I think this is where our friends on the left and maybe some on the political right also kind of lose their minds a little bit on this, right? The idea of vaccinations. Okay. You know, we get on with Dr. Bitar. We talk about the concept of sensitizing the immune system safely and gently. No problem. We're not opposed to that. But the way it's done, the reality of it, is devastating, damaging, and even criminal. And so I would say the same thing with the United Nations. Okay, the idea of nations coming together, working out their problems, working together. Okay, nothing wrong with the idea, but when the reality hits, you've got a global bureaucracy that is more dysfunctional than our own Congress, and that is saying something. So the idea versus reality, I think we've got to have some semblance of balance and understanding how that is a distinct and utter difference.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, the reality is that, as you just mentioned, it sounds like a great thing. But functionally speaking, what the United Nations does is it makes the United States subservient to an international body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not one of the ideas that we founded this country. That were instrumental in the founding of this country was to be subservient to a global body. It was to get out of that situation, exactly the opposite of what the United Nations is. And you know, I think that's why that at times it seems like there's politicians on both sides of the aisle that have big issues with Trump and that are bashing Trump, and because they're globalists.
Yes.
And they see that whether they're a Democrat or Republican, he's going to destroy the idea of globalism in the United States if he gets his way, and he's going to bring us back up to where we are, where we should be, an independent country, not subservient to a bunch of globalists. That's his goal, mm-hmm. and that offends Democrats and Republicans alike.
He's calling them out. He's shining the light on them, and they're scurrying like rats or cockroaches, like we talked about last hour. You know, I think about a treaty, all right? Here's an example of a treaty. We've talked about the treaty against trafficking in narcotics trafficking. Okay, on some level, you go, yeah, we don't want narcotics to be trafficked, but turns out the black box agencies, CIA, are become the drug runners, in fact, in many ways. And on top of that, what does these narcotics trafficking treaties do? We see the DEA trying to reclassify or just unilaterally reclassify CBD as a narcotic Schedule I drug. And this is not because of Congress. This is not because of the executive branch per se, except that it has to fall in line with this international treaty through the United Nations on narcotics trafficking.
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
see the idea of it versus the reality of it. In the meantime, the American people could suffer if the DEA succeeds in banning CBD.
Well, and here's the thing that just makes my teeth itch, Robert. let's just think from a logical perspective here, and I know that that's probably antithetical to the way that the DEA operates, but mm-hmm. the DEA wants to classify CBD as a Schedule I, and by definition, a Schedule I can have no medicinal use. But the Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on hemp oil, on cannabis oil, specifically for medicinal for medicinal uses. So how can you have something that has no medicinal use, a Schedule I, be patented by the government for its medicinal use?
Exactly. This is where government and common sense kind of part ways. And this is where Trump, as a businessman in the business world, had to have common sense or he would have failed at every turn. And this is what he's injecting in, not to use the vaccine analogy, but injecting in to both the political left, the political right, the establishment of both parties to say, you know what, we're going to operate now on common sense. And you guys can't handle it? Tough. I'm going right to the people with a Twitter feed. Deal with it, right?
Love it.
All right, folks. We got another dandy, since we use that word dandy. Did we use it on the air, Super Don? They called you Dandy Don. Annie Brandt called you Dandy Don.
No, that was on the break, but that might be the new one, Dandy Don.
Yeah, so we have a dandy outside-the-box show for you with TMB, Ty Bollinger, RSB, that's me, and Super D, or Dandy Don, according to Annie Brandt. All right, we got a moment of duh. We got an I told you so. There's a lot coming up. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we are once again going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We talk about the truth about cancer all day and all night, but we're also going to be talking about the truth about detox. In fact, I think we've established thematically February is going to be our like truth about detox month here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So if y'all have any detox questions or you want to share any stories about detox, February is your month. We'll give you a heads up. And TMB, I think that the truth about detox is now scheduled to drop on the 1st of February.
That is the new revised date. We were supposed to launch a couple of days ago, but it doesn't look like it's going to work because the books have been delayed. But it looks like 1st of February, which will be perfect coincidence to lay in line with the month of the truth about detox for your show.
Absolutely. Well, good. We've got a great theme coming, so looking forward to that. We'll go more in depth on all of those things. Now, occasionally it happens. I know not every day. Actually, we could do it every day, but we don't want to do too many of them. Science really just major breakthroughs in science. But they're breakthroughs that are so apparent and so obvious to everyone else except for the scientists that it can only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by iPhone Super Glue for your kid's nose and the iPhone. Let it never part their eyes. Well, it turns out, TMB, you'll never believe this.
Okay.
When college kids surf the web in class, it is now scientifically established that their grades go down. What?
You mean, so if they're not paying attention in class, then they don't learn what they're supposed to in class?
Right. Okay. We didn't know that.
We didn't know that. We need a study for that.
Right. Now, this is according to the study's lead author, Susan Revisa. associate professor of psychology at Michigan State University. Somebody should pull their funding immediately. I don't know how they. And this is, you know, this is where maybe Trump could go. You know what? If that's the taxpayer money going toward finding out that people, you know, surfing the web on their phones while they're in their class, their grades drop. If any taxpayer funds were used, we want a refund. Send that money back right now. I think Trump would do that.
Oh man, this is another one of those insane studies. It only makes sense though, right? If you're not paying attention, you're not going to learn. It reminds me of, remember Dumb and Dumber, the movie Dumb and Dumber? That was actually the first movie Charlene and I saw 20 plus years ago when we got together. We went to a friend's house and watched Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. But there's a scene where they're both, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are sitting in a hot tub together.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels says something like, you know, she wrote me a John Deere letter, something about me not paying attention, but I don't know, I wasn't really listening.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ty, did you just say something? I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was surfing the web. You know, this is like the nature of today, though. There's so many distractions. It's short attention span theater that happens everywhere. But Super D, are we getting this research right? Are we missing anything about this research? Because I want to make sure, you know, I don't want to make fun of researchers.
God, the science stuff is just so crazy sometimes. So check this out. They took 83 students, 2 hours of this psychology class, right? Mm-hmm. And they found that they averaged 37 minutes out of that 2 hours on social media, reading emails, shopping, and watching videos. So this is what they found out here. And yes, now as you, I, anybody reading this would probably be able to figure out, this was associated with lower test scores. But they want to point out here that even though they came up with these statistics and came to this conclusion, scientifically they did not prove a cause and effect relationship.
After all that, now they're not sure?
So, no. They did the study, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And they found these things out, and anybody with half a brain cell will be able to figure out that if you are in class and you're watching YouTube videos instead of listening, that you're not going to retain as much. But no, because this was not a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, they did not establish a cause and effect relationship, so that's not proven yet.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll have to revisit that. Maybe we do need more taxpayer funds to figure this stuff out.
You know, it reminds me of when I was at Baylor, there was one class I had. It was a Tuesday, Thursday from 2 to 3:30, right after lunch.
Oh.
And it was art appreciation. And I still remember as soon as we got in there, this was a class of maybe 500 people. And as soon as we got into class, the teacher would turn the lights down and start showing slides of art. I tell you, I never had a more sound 90 minutes of sleep every Tuesday, Thursday, my whole college career.
Right, and you came out of that with a science and art, bachelor in science art degree, right? Right?
Yes, I did.
Good grades, too. All right, that's it for the moment of dud today. We do have an I Told You So in a little while related to obesity and food and stuff, and I think I'm going to have a snack break on the break, and we'll be right back with Ty Bollinger.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatment? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on GCN, our syndicator and radio, and, of course, around the world on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio in Great Britain, and, of course, SoundCloud. And, of course, you can learn more about Ty Bollinger at so many places, including CancerTruth.net, The Truth About Cancer, his latest book through Hay House, The Truth About Cancer as well, and, of course, our book together. Unlock the Power to Heal. Still bringing that power to heal back where it belongs, TMB.
Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, right back to you where it belongs.
So what do we got to do now? You know, we want to invest time, effort, energy, and we love to do it in empowering folks, in bringing that power to heal back to the people. Yet we have federal agencies, we have bureaucratic oligarchies, right? And they're invested in disempowering the people, in giving power to, for instance, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And one of those agencies, maybe one of the scariest and most dangerous, we talked about the evil in the FDA, the nasty in the FTC, the horrific nature of a lot in DEA. But what about CDC? Now, we've talked about attempts, a trial balloon that they were putting up there to say, hey, you know, we're going to change our rules for quarantining Americans on suspicion of coughing in your general direction, right? And even just to give you a perspective on this, you know, some people say, well, you're just an alarmist. You don't believe anything the government tells you. Yeah, we don't until we can independently validate and verify it. And the New York Times, though, is on our side on this one. This is weird. I've never liked to be on the side of the New York Times. So I don't know if we messed up here, TMB. But headline reads, why the CDC's power to quarantine should worry us.
Well, you know, we talked about this several months ago when there was a proposed rule that was passed in August that actually extended the CDC's power to quarantine during a pandemic or an epidemic, whatever you want to call it, national health emergency. It does worry me because of the fact that they do pretty much have carte blanche to, and this is a provenly criminal organization. Not everyone that works for the CDC, of course, but factions within it have been, as Robert F. Kennedy says, they have been captured, right? They've been taken over, and they have been, their decisions are now based upon who's getting paid off by the lobbyists that have captured them, by the industries that have captured them. So they do not have the health of the American people in mind. And one of those agencies that Robert Kennedy told me that he knows has been captured is the Immunization Safety Office. And they're the ones that decide the CDC's list of mandated vaccines. So it's scary in light of the fact that we know here's a government agency that has been captured. They've been co-opted, whatever you want to call it. They have been bought. And the decisions that they're making are not based upon public health, but they're based upon who's lining their pockets the most. And in the event of a national health emergency, those same companies that have captured this agency would be the ones recommending their vaccines in the case of an outbreak. And so you have somebody that is quarantined. You know, but the rules say that you can be quarantined if you refuse the vaccine, right? That's one of the proposed rules that I'm thinking of, Robert, back mm-hmm. from August, says you don't take the vaccine, they can quarantine you. So, you know, we got a huge conflict of interest here with this agency and the vaccine pharmaceutical companies that have captured it.
Remember, if the CDC, through that immunization safety practices group within it, says that it should be on that schedule for children as part of the so-called requirements, it immediately is absolved of any liability should that vaccine harm, injure, maim, kill, destroy. Whatever it doesn't matter. The manufacturer will not be liable. And if
it's not
on that list, of course, then it doesn't fall under the ICP. But if it does, then, of course, there you go. Add more billions to the $3 billion in payouts to
yep.
taxpayer-funded kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court.
Absolutely is, Robert. And here's something interesting, too. As you know, the truth about vaccines is coming up in April. We're mm-hmm. just getting out a video to our affiliates here in the next couple of days. But this is going to be enormous because we're going to try to present both sides of the coin. We've got some doctors that are leaning pro-vaccine, most of them leaning anti-vaccine, and a whole bunch in the middle, but just trying to get the information out there to share the truth so people can make up their own minds, right? Because the purpose of the truth about vaccines is not to preach to the choir. We've already got the anti-vaccine people convinced. We need to present this information in a way that we can reach the 75-80% in the middle that aren't sure. And I shared that with you last week. Now, I had to do some digging, but we talked about this a little while back about the 75-cent excise tax on the trivalent vaccines, right? 25 cents per dose.
Right.
right?
I thought it was, so, are you sure it's not 75% per dose and it ends up being like 225 in a trivalent?
Just oh, you know what? It is. You're right. Yeah. I was thinking it was a quarter, but no, it's 75 cents per dose. So it would be 225 mm-hmm. for a trivalent vaccine. But so I was under the impression that that's a tax that you pay when you go to the pediatricians and you, you know, you insurance pays it directly to the pediatrician or whatever. That's not true. I found IRS publication 510 makes it really clear under section 5 manufacturer taxes that the manufacturer actually pays taxes on every dose that's in the schedule. So it's actually the manufacturers that are paying that 75 cent tax, not the consumer. So just to clear up, I'd said in the past it was a consumer. It's not. It's clear under IRS publication 510 that the, now of course they might bump their price up.
Well, no, think about it this way, TMB, because indeed it is the consumer, but right shielded, because it's really the taxpayer, because the government is the largest purchaser of these vaccines, for instance,
they
the CDC.
They
so
are,
indeed,
actually.
That ultimately it's the taxpayers that are funding this and footing this, because the manufacturer of the vaccine, whether they collect it or not in an add-on tax, it is not coming from them. It is a price that is added to the vaccine so that they don't have to pay out a penny in damages when that vaccine injures or kills you or your children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Robert. There's no doubt that they're going to bump up that price to cover that tax. But the tax does come from the manufacturer. It doesn't come from the from our pockets to the pediatrician. But you're right, though. I think it's like 53% of all vaccines in the United States are purchased from or by the federal government,
yep.
either Medicare, Medicaid, the VA, Department of Defense programs, and so forth. That's where the majority of vaccines are purchased.
And that's where it is a taxpayer-funded program and not one that tags a penny in reality off of the profit from those vaccines to the manufacturers of them.
Yep.
All right, but again, here, you know, the point here is that even if the New York Times is concerned about the CDC and its ability to quarantine you, you know, at the you know the wind shifts a little bit, then you realize that it's got to be bad, right? Somebody knows besides RFK Jr. on the left side of the political aisle that the CDC is a corrupt cesspool. And so that's the biggest point here, in that it's not just us who are always, by definition, suspicious of government agencies and agendas that have been captured by industry. That the leftist rag called, known as the New York Times, is saying, hey, look out, this could be a problem. Pay attention. Because it used to be that the political left did not trust the man, right? That was the government. Somewhere along the lines, they became the man and they said, oh, yeah, no, everything's cool now. Everybody should get a vaccine because the CDC says so. So they've lost their way, but occasionally, they'll poke their head up and notice something and find their way, but it usually is an isolated incident, because if the New York Times was doing its job and there was real investigative journalism there, they would be rooting out exactly what RFK Jr. has been saying about how corrupt, criminal, and everything the CDC is.
Yeah, let's just say he does not have a high view of the CDC, and for good reason. I mean, look, they've been caught lying multiple times.
Yep.
We know what happened with William Thompson, one of their chief scientists. We know that they buried data there. We see what has happened at Simpsonwood with the CDC and with the National Institutes of Health, and I think the WHO might have even been there. But and I know pharmaceutical companies were there. But we've just seen time after time of the CDC lying. Right?
Yep.
It's not they weren't mistaken. They lied. They knew the correct information and withheld it.
That is so correct. And you know what else is correct? I am. And you are. And we are. And every once in a while we have to remind you, because there are new stories that come out from time to time that validate what we've been saying for years. And this is what happens. Super Don comes up with a theme song.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Not sure how many years I've been saying it, TMB, but when people come from foreign lands to America and they begin to adopt the fast food standard American diet lifestyle, they get fat and sick. Obesity rates rise where they never were before. And here's the story. As more Latin Americans eat processed food, obesity rates surge. I told you so. I've been saying it for years. You can't eat garbage and expect to maintain your health. You come to America from a land that you used to eat clean food and you suddenly eat processed food. There are consequences. I don't think that should be really big news, but I guess when they come out with it, we got to say we told them so.
Well, you know, it only makes sense that if you're going to eat processed food that you can't digest, that's got trans fats and fake sugars and fake everything, yeah, you're going to probably put on some weight because your body's not going to process it well. You're going to maintain it, you're going to keep it. It's going to turn into fat. Let me ask you this, Robert. What are the countries that have the highest levels of obesity?
Let's see. I think we're right up there, United States. I think American Samoa is the highest in the world. And it's a little island in the middle of the Pacific where all they get is processed foods, even though they could grow some stuff there. Are there other places that you see a lot of obesity?
Well, you know, in this article here, I was surprised. They said the three highest levels of obesity are the Bahamas, Mexico, and Chile. 69%, 64%, 63%, respectively, for obese people. I had no idea that I knew Mexico. I did not know Bahamas, did not know Chile, and I thought the United States would be up in there as well. I thought U.S. was number one.
Sure. Well, and I think we got to look at the GMO movement with corn, particularly. A lot of corn consumption, and, you know, there may be other factors there. But please, don't all call up and say, Robert and Ty hate Mexicans and say they're all fat. That's not what we're saying. We're reporting this because we want to see that trend reverse by eating cleaner foods. Now, if you go, quite honestly, if you go into Latino areas of the southern United States, you'll see where they're eating these processed foods, there is a high level of obesity because they're not eating the food of their ancestry. That is something we all need to be going back to. All right, folks, we got another segment here on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Go check out Epigenetic Labs. We'll talk about those essential oils that we got here that are so wonderful and lovely. Use them every day in addition to some other great stuff. Stick around. Lots more healing to go.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular oxygen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants,
balaclavas, or hot socks, fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. Fortressclothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, if you haven't visited the website of Epigenetic Labs, that's a great place to learn about the wonderful products that are available to you. And TMB, you were instrumental in helping to bring them out and work with some great folks on it. We got lots of the stuff, and we got the essential oils as well. We'll get into it in a moment. But there's a story here. I think it's out of England. In fact, there's a documentary I was involved with when I went there a year and a half ago. It's still in process of being produced about the controversy of people, the National Cancer Act in England basically bans anything that's not approved by government. It's not too different than what we got here in the United States. So it's big news when, like, a mother of four rejects breast cancer treatment in favor of a vegan diet. Now, people in Britain are beside themselves over this, and, it's like, where's the freedom of self-determination here?
Yeah, I was shocked, Robert, last summer, I guess it was, when we went over there to England, to UK, to film for the Global Quest. We interviewed a lot of people there in London, and I was shocked at how they're even more regimented than we are here, I think, in England. I mean, very few people go outside the box there. It's very difficult. A lot of pressure to just do whatever the NHS tells you to do, the approved treatments.
Right.
So I literally was shocked because I thought that the USA was the worst, but I don't think we are. I think UK is worse.
No, they're very shut down to this. And, there's a link back to the original article in The Sun, and, the headline reads there, "This is not a diet, it's life or death. Mom of four discovers she has breast cancer." They always like to titillate, no pun intended here, while dancing naked, but shuns NHS treatment in favor of a vegan diet. So most of the press is really against anybody stepping outside the box there. They've got a lot to learn about health freedom, and I think, that's why I was glad that they interviewed me for that documentary, because I'm bringing some of that American health freedom context into a place where it doesn't exist all that much. And there are people that want health freedom, but again, it's a little further behind where we are. So what kind of things can we do to help folks? With the truth about cancer, you put out a lot out there, but even like essential oils, You know, there are things that can be done to help, for instance, the detoxification pathways.
Sure, sure. And I love the essential oils. We use them every day. We've become big essential oil users here. And I used them before, but now I'm using them every day. Charlene, Charity and Tabitha, the two young girls, they massage Charlene's feet almost every day with coconut oil mixed with essential oils. It's just kind of become a tradition now. We use essential oils all the time. And, you know, most essential oils have some sort of anti-cancer properties. Most of them include some sort of a detox property, like rosemary is awesome for detoxification. Frankincense has proven anti-cancer effects. So does myrrh. We use oil of turmeric. That's in our Magi complex. We know about the anti-inflammatory properties that turmeric has. It's just it's hard to find an essential oil that doesn't have anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory and detoxification properties.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why the Truth About Detox coming out February 1st is so very important, because cancer as a starting point is a disease of toxicity, and I've talked about that for years. In fact, I did an interview, or I was interviewed by Ryan Sternagle, who's got a kid with cancer that they, you know, have gone a different route, and we talked a lot about these things and you know, the freedom to make choices, the pointing out that, you know, we're not necessarily trying to stop people from doing chemo, because if that's what they want to do, you know, that's why we talked with Annie Brandt last hour about insulin potentiation therapy. It's like, you know, we want people to have access to everything, because it's not our role or goal to say we're the authority, we tell you what to do. We want you to know everything so you can make a fully informed decision.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the purpose, is just to educate, not to tell you what to think, but to educate. And, you know, people are generally smart enough that whatever treatment they should be doing is going to resonate with them. I actually had somebody contact me a few years ago and said that their naturopath had told them to eat two Pringles every day to treat their cancer. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
And you know what? I think that most people could hear that and say, that person doesn't have a clue what they're talking about. You know? But, hey, they should have the freedom to say it.
Two Pringles and call
two
me
Pringles.
In the morning. Right.
Not three.
That's like,
two.
That's like potato dust reformulated. I reconstituted.
Yeah.
I just never liked those things. Also, if you go to the Sun article, this woman, Sarah, she's even got a GoFundMe page if you want to help her out, you know, and show that people in England can access holistic therapies and get well. TMB, thank you, my friend. Another sensational dandy, as in Dandy Don. Evolution of Outside the Box.
Awesome. Awesome. Always a pleasure, RSB. Thanks, Super D. Appreciate it, too.
All the best. We got lots more broadcast healing to go, but we're out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and we will rekindle the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan E. Morton Prince and more. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.